You're now listening to Hooray for Everything.
A special NTF episode.
The festive special.
And we're back. Another episode, P. Hooray for Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
we got
too enthusiastic. I'll
dial it. No, it's good. No, dial it up.
Yeah.
Back with us again. I can't believe he came back after that first.
Well,
time.
There's beer.
There's always an adult beverage involved.
I may have poured some liquor in his cup before he got here. Oh. Uptown Funk. What? Yeah.
Bill Cosby did.
Hey.
Listen.
It was consensual. Is.
What's happening? Let's start again.
No, let's not. I love it.
Another episode of Hooray for Everything. Michael back with us, which is awesome. And P, we're continuing to talk about Adventures in TIFF.
Yeah. We'll get there.
The Fest TIFF special.
Yeah.
But before that, before the mics go on, there's always an intense conversation going on. And
Of it wasn't appropriate.
Yeah, for podcast consumption.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is strange. But I can't remember what we were talking about now. I was saying, oh, save it for the podcast.
I know. We had a lot of great talks before. We were talking about how Michael is weird, how I can't remember the lyrics to rap music, but I can remember the lyrics to Disney songs.
Right. That
which
was
a bit disturbing.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. And I said, stereotyping that women, there's something ingrained in their DNA that makes them remember Disney lyrics.
And I sang Aladdin at you to be passive aggressively racist. So yeah, that happens.
Sure. Disney, I'm still, I don't know. I'm half in, half out. I don't know. Mike's all out.
I used to live like an hour from Disney World. So I was all in when I was six.
Oh my
really?
God.
Yeah. So you had the greatest.
I'm turning my computer away and I'm leaning into this conversation.
It's not really that interesting. We were only down there like 6 months or something.
Even the way you said down there, you got weirdly Floridian just for like a half
just
second.
Just from thinking about it?
Yeah.
I did. I actually came back and my grade one teacher said I had a weird accent. And I got pretty mad about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Interesting.
Now it's just a bit muddled. Nobody can tell where I'm from.
How often did you go to Disney World?
Well, several times while I was there. It was like an hour drive. So, I mean, try living an hour from Disney World with your six-year-old kid and see how many times you have to go.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that.
That must have been amazing.
Yeah,
it was pretty amazing.
Now I'm almost understanding the point of Florida right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and we lived almost on the beach.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, as a former, I don't know if
Floridian?
You call it Floridian and fan of all the Disney had to offer, what would six-year-old Michael say to current Michael if you were going to go back or revisit something from your youth? Just to give you a happy memory? You can't talk about animatronics because I just think those are weird.
They are weird. So, sorry, what is six-year-old Michael telling
you? Yeah, like what are you like reminding you? Hey, remember how much you loved insert.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, yeah. Is that still a
nope.
rep? No.
They took it out.
Yeah. Although, as an adult, it sounds filthy. Say it in your head to yourself.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like something a frat boy or Bill Cosby would say to you.
That is three Bill Cosby jokes in two podcasts for me now.
I like the
I
stats.
I can't help it anymore.
Stats are not good in our favor.
It's so involuntary.
It's okay.
But yeah, so that was your favorite?
Yeah, I think that was my favorite ride, probably. And, you know, all the big creepy costumes as well. You know, Mickey Mouse and Pluto walking around.
Yeah.
Trying to hold your hand.
I feel creepy. The heyday of Disney World was the 70s. Not that when, I'm not aging you, but it was like tech was just like at this cusp. It wasn't like everything wasn't super, super computer dependent. And like, it was just like we pushed mechanical technology to its limit and like light bulbs. Like very like.
Yeah, Tomorrowland sort of looked like the 60s.
Yeah, mechanical, you know. Mechanical and electronic, 70s electronic to the limit, and like that's where we should have left it. Now it's like, you know, everything is almost interactive on some level, and like
there was no Epcot at the time. The Hall of Presidents with the animatronic old guys standing around and scratching their asses, that was the pinnacle
around?
Of
but back then Pirates
back
of
then.
The Caribbean or Caribbean
oh, you know what?
Was just a ride
that might have been my favorite. Now that you mention it, that might have been my favorite.
Yeah. And it was just a ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't a series of horrible, horrible, unfortunate events.
But it was the best
that started
of times.
Off really good. Yeah.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, though, because I also went on It's a Small World and got stuck.
Oh, and they didn't turn the music off.
Nope.
So that's
the root cause of why you don't care for Disney lyrics anymore.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll never sing Disney at you again. I totally will. I'm going to learn all the. Wait, but it's not that hard. It's a small world, after all.
I just rode that ride once, and I'm scarred for life.
I'm gonna start saying that in meetings at work. Yeah, all the time, just to watch you cringe and start to sweat. It's going to be awesome. Thank you.
That ride is still going, yeah?
I'm sure.
Unless Michael's on it, and then it will stop inexplicably. Yeah.
Continuously since 1976.
Maybe we'll take a break right there. And we'll come back. We'll come back. It's good.
Conjugal visits, but permission notes missing. Missing the missive storms master dimension. We're her live baiting, but for master beating. We're her lazy, but lying on her lyrics. Missing the mastering, don't escape from mixing. Making monsters climb mountains. Missing that smoke to see men. But to each zone, frankly, my dear, I don't give a fuck. Give me souls and take all the rest. Rest is for sleepers, reaping the bliss. In a conundrum, catch your pose. Just me, no conglomerate, no hose. Just about those hickeys, a key. Just confined and conflicted. I'm a cadescent. It's in the summertime. I'm recording my grandma's garage. Baking like a chicken in 10,000 degree heat. Someone freeze me, please. I'm lunch meat.
So, the festival. We've been avoiding it?
We've been avoiding it. But
I'm daunted at my own schedule.
The thing is, you
it's enormous.
You've made your schedule, and you sequestered yourself over the weekend, and you made some picks. We don't, I'm looking, right now I'm looking at an Excel sheet of multiple colors. It looks like a page torn out of the TIFF magazine, the one that you gave me, the schedule magazine.
Yes, I color code my personal schedule to match the colors in the program book. I even use a color picker, so I have the exact hex code in my spreadsheet.
Nice.
That matches the colors of the program.
Are you okay?
So the pink for galas and the blue for
Oh, you're going to some galas there. I can see a couple.
Well, not the initial gala. This is like the second or third screening of a gala.
Okay. Where the famous people don't show up?
Yeah. Or if they do, they're super hungover and hilarious. Like Ryan Gosling and Bryan Cranston at the second screening of Drive, where they freely admitted that they were wearing the clothes from the night before. And Albert Brooks looked like he had his shit together, like he went home, went to bed, like showered and changed. But yes, I'm going to be going to the second screening of Legend, which is the Tom Hardy one that we talked about last week at some length.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second or third screening of Beba Boys.
Because,
you know, brown guys that are dressed well, a sharply pleated turban.
Is that a Canadian production one?
I think so. Okay. It's Deepa Mehta.
Then it is. Then it must be. Yeah. Or a co-production. But
The Dressmaker with one Kate Winslet. It's set in Australia. Looks great. Mississippi Grind, brought to us by the team that wrote Half Nelson and starred one of our other favorite Canadian Ryans. This one has the other Ryan in it.
Oh.
Real excited about that.
Have the two Ryans made a movie together?
God, I hope they do. I really hope they do.
R&R. Right.
And then The Man Who Knew Infinity. This one I might drop just because it's later in the week. It's at 9 in the morning. It's Dev Patel of Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have looked at you when I said that. I'm sorry.
It's
racist.
Fine.
And
you know him,
Jeremy
right?
Irons.
You know him, right? You guys did IT together, right?
Yeah. And Jeremy Irons, everyone's favorite Uncle Scar. In a movie about basically a brown kid that was good at math who went to school with a bunch of white people who didn't like him. So, yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
How did they get the rights to my life and put it in a movie?
So those are just the galas. Just the galas. Of the best things that I think are coming that I'm not going to see, The Martian, even though it's coming out in October, I was still going to put it in my schedule, but it was already off sale for the non-premium, like the after the gala screening. When I submitted my order like 3 days before regular people can who aren't members, which is crazy. The other thing that I might not get to do is the Jason Reitman live read. It's premium this year.
P, you got to go. He's your buddy.
And he's doing...
He's your festival buddy. I'm not making fun.
Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go.
So the live read is just, you know, any cool movie that he likes. And he assembles a different cast. for them than starting the original movie. However, this year at the festival, among the possible attendees, one Rob Reiner and one Cary Elwes. Wow. So people are already like all abuzz on the Twitter about who might be reading some of the parts. So people are very excited.
Oh, they haven't announced them all.
No.
Oh.
So if you follow Jason Reitman on Twitter, like leading up to the festival, he will start to give you some hints. But even some of the people who read the other parts, you don't find out until you get to the live read. And it's always a great cast that he assembles.
But you killed my father, prepared to die. Who's going to play that?
Who can be Mandy Patinkin? Yeah, but Mandy Patinkin?
I know, that's the thing.
He's
I just
the Mandy Patinkinist.
If it's Mandy Patinkin. So wait, you didn't get tickets to this.
Well, okay. That one, it's premium. So, oh. So I'd have to wait till single tickets go on sale September 6th and then line up or go online on the worst website ever and try to get a single ticket for like $48 or something crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just going back, because we discussed it last episode, is that how was it your window and going online? How was that? Did that work out or was it just a lot of refreshing?
I mean, let's take a step back. Michael, tell me about your worst experience with the internet waiting to do something that doesn't involve loading a lot of images. Yeah.
Well,
because okay. I want to
after Michael, I got another story.
Yeah.
After Michael, I got another story.
I don't know if I have one. Do I have to eliminate stuff that happens at my current job?
That'd probably be best. For your continued employment, you might want to. Yeah.
Worst experience waiting for something online. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I can even come up with one.
Do you ever do Ticketmaster?
Yeah.
That one's pretty rough.
Yeah. So what concert did you try to go to and you just gave up? Not just on that concert, but the internet altogether, briefly, as a thing.
It's, you know, I got nothing. Yeah. I cannot come up with an instance. I just have a general sense of malaise and frustration.
Oh, that's good. Just like sadness permeating everything.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's why the last time I walked into a meeting with you, you were drawing a picture of Eeyore. Not a joke, folks. This actually happened. He was just sitting alone in a room in the dark drawing Eeyore, like unironically.
It would have been funnier if he was tattooing it and carving it into his arm.
Jabbing it with a ballpoint pen.
Ballpoint and ink.
It was a beautiful picture, though.
No, I have this experience every month where there's these talks, and it's free, and then you have to log in to get on the list, and it literally goes like, log into the, like, because they open the, it's for a certain time, they open up the gate to, the website crashes every time I've gone on, and I have the phone ready, and I have the browser open. Both do not connect. And then when it loads up, it's like, oh, sorry, the list is full and you'll have to sign up for the waiting list every time, every single time. And then, of course, when it's a speaker I don't care for, like someone talking about like wheat growing, then, of course, you can get on the list. No problem. And like, but anytime it's a speaker I want to see, it's just like always full. And it's like an international site. They have these talks all around the world. I'm not calling them out, but the only way I've gotten to go is like I started volunteering there. That's the only way I started to get to go. So that's the internet. So it's a work in progress. That's all I'm going to say.
So
any internet expert, I'm going to go on a diatribe. No, I'm not. But anyone that claims to be an internet expert, they're just like a professional liar. That's all I can say, because no one is an expert. All those like flash experts, I don't know where they are right now.
It's dark magic. Yeah. So what happened was, what had happened was, it was my birthday. I got my ticket purchasing window, and it was at a time that I had a prior engagement in that I had a friend flying out to see me for my birthday, and she'd already purchased tickets for the Jays game. So while the baseball game is in a building that's literally named after the provider of internet for half of the city, I had some concerns about it working there.
I believe there's no internet in that building. Like, you cannot get internet access.
So we were one of the last baseball teams to add Wi-Fi to our stadium.
Oh,
now
okay.
They do.
Oh, okay.
Didn't for a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
It just started working okay-ish, but I was going to go buy a rocket stick just to place my order. Then when I found out the price and that I'd have to get a 2-year contract or pay the cancellation fee or some other craziness, said no, I was going to tether on my phone, but then because I was having challenges updating the network stuff on my computer, I couldn't tether. So I actually managed to place my 60-ticket order sitting on a bench behind the line for hot dogs at the Rogers Center between, I think it was the fourth and sixth innings, like perfectly fine. Like the most stressful part was sort of going between my other spreadsheet list, the one that listed it. I had two tabs, one by time and one by film, because usually every year one way is broken. This year, the by film way worked a lot better than like by film title than by time.
But by
like
time.
You still pick your day,
time.
But then it's just a very, you can't search for a name. You have to go, you get a little calendar, you click the date, then you scroll down the alphabetical list, then you hit, you add whatever the quantity is to cart, and then you start again from the very beginning. And I had to do that 60 times in a row, and I had multiple quantities for different films. I was getting tickets for other people. My buddy, who doesn't have a membership, I place his order of 10 for him. So I have the additional stress of, if I fuck this up, I'm screwing up someone else's festival where they've taken time off work. So I kind of think maybe I had a heart attack and the rest of this week's just been a weird dream. And I'm actually hooked up to machines in the hospital because I did it successfully.
He come back.
And then went back to the baseball game to sit next to my dad and was just, all the beers now, please. Like, all the beers.
But wasn't your dad like, what the hell are you doing?
He stopped trying to understand me a really long time ago.
My parents would be like, what are you doing? Like, what is wrong with
you? He does my taxes, so he knows I have a job. He still doesn't exactly get what it is. He just knows that it's something with computers. And he knows I watch a lot of movies. He like saw the book with all the posted flags. And knows that, like,
of course, if that was my parents, he'd be like, oh, that's for your job, right? And you're like, no.
No, this is for my vacations. Oh, so where are you going? Here.
No way.
I'll mostly be two blocks away from my office. Yeah. What do? See movies. How many? Well, 4 or 5 in a day, if I can. You know, the knees aren't what they used to be, Dad.
Can't take stairs.
Yeah. It's not the stairs, it's the sitting. Anyway, with the no leg room. Not the point. So did that. It was okay, but it was super stressful. What was most impressive is that the internet in the center named after the provider of internet actually worked. I think that's what had me most flabbergasted.
That's amazing. That's great.
Yeah, it was a miracle.
That's amazing.
It was a TIFF miracle. Yeah, I was pretty thrilled. My order went through. So the only thing I didn't get that I wanted, that I had on my schedule, was The Martian.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that was a big surprise.
With these galas, are these like, are they called galas? Because you said you're not going to like where the celebrities
are. So the program is called Gala because it's usually bigger stuff or prestige or whatever, or their world premieres. But only the first screening of them has like the whole red carpet thing, has the double price, isn't available for the package I buy. So even a lot of these blue ones could be premieres in the book, in that I can't buy a first screening of some of these movies with the pass that I get, because they'll make that a red carpet experience, so that way they can charge double the amount for something in special presentation. So a lot of movies, like the Charlie Kaufman, I don't know if the first screening is a premiere, but it could be. Anomalisa, that looks like it'll be pretty cool. Colonia, that one has young Emma Watson and think, what's his name, Brule, the one who was in the race car driver movie with Thor. Anyway, that one looks pretty good. I'm assuming the first one of that might be a premium. Room, based on the book, that was a big seller. If you've read it, if you haven't read it, you know, trigger warning. So that one, I'm pretty sure the first screening is probably a premium, whereas other ones like Angry Indian Goddesses, which is kind of a go-in bridesmaids, that one is not a premium for the first screening. So different ones, they add that red carpet experience to, so then they can charge more money for the first screening, whether or not they're in the gala program. But for the gala program, the pink ones, every single one, the first screening is premium. So I've never seen a first screening of one of these in like the 10 years I've been taking the week off.
Should I ask how much more money it is?
Like double.
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 That's interesting.
I did get one of those once from a friend of mine who she used to get a bunch of tickets from her friend's parents who were incredibly wealthy.
Surgeons.
Yeah, exactly. And went to all the galas. So the one of those that I went to was at Roy Thompson Hall. It was the, what was it called? It was the Heath Ledger movie, Four Feathers.
Oh,
yeah.
Not his best, but
I don't
sure.
Know that one.
Okay.
I don't
not
know
really.
That one. I think I saw the prequel, Three Feathers. That's yes. Don't laugh. Don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that.
I'm disappointed in you. But yeah, that was like a old timey war thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit Lawrence of Arabia. And an interesting talk by the director, like whose name I can't remember.
So was there a whole Q&A situation? Yeah. And so all in all, the experience of the gala was...
It was good to experience it once. It wasn't really as exciting as I might have thought. Probably not worth...
But as someone who goes to like Vanguard Midnight Madness, you're used to kind of calling as hype man.
Yeah.
So while you may not have the prestige of the event, you actually have a much more engaged crowd.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I always love the crowd at those.
Yeah, the beach balls, the, you know. It's just a bacchanalia of shenanigans, if you will. Yeah, it's
bacchanalia
really...
Bacchanalia of Shenanigans is my new punk band. Quite a coincidence that
that's
you would say
a that. Great name for your new punk band. That's fantastic. Yeah,
that's a great point where we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about more shenanigans.
Thank you.
And we're back. And according to P, it's fruit fly season.
They're everywhere.
I think it's fruit fly season in every bar.
Yeah.
Every time. Our favorite bar, do you remember when there was like crazy, like...
They're back, yeah.
Indiana Jones, like, style, like, you know, like, yeah.
Why did it have to be fruit flies?
Well, yes. I hate fruit flies. But I remember going into the basement, and it was like, is it dark in here? No, it's just like... Food flies everywhere.
I think is a swarm or a business of flies. I'm not sure. We were talking about.
Is it called a business of flies?
We're talking about collective nouns today because of the fruit flies. And I think one of the appropriate collective nouns for flies in general, I think any sort of flying winged insect would be a business of. I don't know. Double check.
Because they're all up in your business?
I guess. I don't know. Weird.
I feel it should be a murder of flies.
But that's a murder of crows.
Yeah, I know.
Murder of
crows. But why is it only for crows?
Ravens. Yeah,
that's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's the coolest one. I feel it's racist. I don't know why. I just feel that it is.
You know what? You're right. God damn it. Just like Black Friday.
besides the social issues of our society. P, I want to talk about TIFF again and your schedule. And, I'm looking at a cell sheet. There's many colors. It looks very beautiful.
It's a sheet of many colors.
Yeah,
Mr. Beautiful. Black, if you will. That's Vanguard. That's one of Colin's programs. Not Midnight Madness, but close to it. I only have a couple of those. This year, you'll see a line of a different shade of blue along the bottom. That's because I bought a Midnight Madness pass on top of the shit ton of
underlining under the underlining one.
Yeah. On top of the shit ton of movies I'd already paid for. When I saw that Patrick Stewart was in Green Room, I was concerned that they would make that a premium like they did with Seven Psychopaths a few years back. So I bought the entire Midnight Madness pass just to make sure I would get that movie.
Baller move.
Because I'm insane. So I'll probably drop a couple of those, especially ones where I have a 9 a.m. the next day. However, I did a pretty good job of not having as many 9 a.m. movies this year because bars are open till 4 and Mama likes her bourbon. So one of the ones I'm most excited about is also a good name for your new punk band, Yakuza Apocalypse. Let me say that again. Yakuza Apocalypse. Like, how good is that?
Can
why
we
hasn't
make it
that
one
already
word?
Existed?
For my band, can it be Yakuza Apocalypse?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good. That's real good. Also, SPL, the original, had one of my favorite knife fights I've ever seen in an action movie. So looking real forward to SPL2.
I love that you have a favorite knife fight.
Isn't everyone?
Out of all the knife fights that you admire.
Mine is The Warriors. Yeah. I don't know if that's a knife fight, but like great knife scene. We talk a lot about stabbings on this podcast, I feel. Do we not?
Sure.
Winnipeg handshakes?
If you say so.
What?
Have we not said this on that podcast?
I think we have. Yeah. I'm sorry, Winnipeg.
I must have missed
the Winnipeg handshake. I was looking for a joke there. But P, what are you starting? What movie are you starting off with?
I'm starting with the world premiere of the Michael Moore documentary, Where to Invade Next.
Nice. Yeah.
Lot of nerd buzz. Not a lot of people have seen it.
Yeah.
They started keeping it under wraps.
Yeah.
Only not even all the programmers, I think, have seen it. Or
wow.
Me.
Wow.
Yeah, so that one I'm pretty excited about. That's my first movie. And then right after that, I have a real hard turnaround. I will probably be a little late. The great thing about the Ryerson in the first 3 days of the festival, they are always like catastrophically behind schedule. So I'll probably just make it in time for Green Room with Sir Patrick. So I'm pretty much blowing my load on day one.
Yeah,
it's all downhill from there.
Two faves.
Yeah, and then I have to go to work the next day because I just started this job.
Oh.
So other years I've taken off the Friday and the Monday at the end of the festival. This year I had to decide what I needed more, and I decided the day of recovery to like, you know, somehow, you know, make sure I have clean underwear for the week when I go back to work was more important than taking off the beginning. I also didn't anticipate that when I was doing my vacation request 3 months ago, that the first Midnight movie would be with Sir Patrick Stewart. So, you know.
He will be there. He will definitely be there.
If he's not there, I mean, and then the fun thing is, one of the other people in that movie, I believe, is Anton Yelchin, who plays Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies. So, very excited. Really, it's just how do I wear something that's appropriate for the day at the office, but still you can see my, you know, Federation tattoo in the evening. I think I'm just going to have to change clothes.
Velour tracksuit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Velour tracksuit.
Yeah. Or I might finally order that Picardigan I've had my eye on
That's not a thing.
It is a thing. It's on a site called Her Universe. She makes great nerd clothes for ladies, all sizes.
That's the third punk band name I got tonight. Picardigan. You're really on a roll.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, one punk band I remember from Toronto was called Picard Riker. Picard Riker 99 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like a presidential.
I mean, I think my favorite one from your list is Nut Dust. It's still more because, I mean, please tell the story of what Nut Dust is.
That came out of one of our coworkers who is allergic to nuts.
Yeah, and Nut Dust.
Yeah, bugging a guy on our team, Alex, who threatened to blow Nut Dust in her face. There was more to that joke that I wish I could have used somehow.
I would have, like, what but I would...
No, that's good enough. Yeah.
Younger me would have done, like, let's see how much this allergy actually is and spread a super thin layer of peanut butter. Or there's peanut butter powder now that you can buy, like, for really...
Like, specifically to kill people with? Because that sounds really dangerous. No,
I think it's for anorexics specifically. It's like, I'm not making it up. We can Google it. Peanut butter powder. You add water so you can control your protein intake. Or
that would be great for the Martian.
It's a thing. I've heard people ask for it at the Loblaws. But I'm always like curious of how. Yeah, I've heard. It's like, don't even eat something. Brush your teeth. Don't eat peanut butter around me. Brush your teeth and talk to me in a meeting because I could die and... I have my EpiPen ready. I'm just like, you know, shouldn't you be weeded out evolutionary wise by this point? Like,
is it blue to the sky or is it orange to the... I don't know. I'm just worried that...
We got to look at this peanut allergy very seriously or weed out these people. How they're still...
I think there's a Louis C.K. routine.
Oh, is there? Okay. I'm just like, I don't... Because like...
That whole blue to the sky, orange to the thigh or whatever the way it goes, if it's reversed, shouldn't it just be like the Game of Thrones, stick them with the pointy end?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying we all work together. There were moments of people like, oh man, can you take your sticky food away from me? Or something like that, you know, an odd occasion. But it's like I never, in the last like year, dealing with people and their peanut allergies, like I can't deal with it. It's like the don't wear perfume at work or in the elevators is a perfume-free zone, and it's like how it's like we've gone from perfume to peanuts.
I am scent sensitive though.
We all are.
If you go to a Scotch tasting, they tell you not to wear a lot of perfume. Or any at all, really, because it interferes with the tasting.
I blame Axe.
See, that's important.
I blame Axe body spray, because that's a thing that didn't have to exist, and that's just thrown off.
I mean, you could blame insert ethnicity here.
How dare you?
For showering in cologne.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Irish again? God damn it.
They're deodorant soap.
Or just the hooker shower. Yes, let's not make it about where people are from. Let's make it about their job. Yeah. I love a good hooker shower during the festival. I mean, all you need is some baby wipes, some powder, some hand sanitizer, and a bathroom where you can turn around, and you're good as gold on a 5-movie day. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, you take the... We're going to get off this topic, but it's just like, and is it when you get older? No, when you get older, your like sense of smell and taste sort of start to fade out, right? Mine have amplified. Like when I take the subway, there's a lot of like smelling my sleeve, like a lot of like arm goes up or like hand over the nose and mouth, because it's just like, I don't know what you're eating or what is happening or if someone's doing some like biochemistry experiment in here, but there's something raw cooking.
I feel like you're looking at me because I'm wearing jeans. I'm not sure if I washed these jeans in 2 years.
No one smells in here. The room has a ripeness to it, but no one smells in here.
Flares just came back. I was super excited that they're finally talking about skinny jeans being over. This is my favorite pair of flares from before skinny jeans happened a couple years ago.
Flares.
And I wore them today. And I don't know if I've washed them since I last wore them. 2 years ago.
You're not supposed to wash denim. This is like,
that's right.
Well, yeah, then mission accomplished. Yeah.
There was that guy did a study of the bacteria on his jeans over the course of weeks and weeks of not washing them, right? And it just didn't get any worse after the first 3 days.
This is what, it's like washing your hair, right? You're just supposed to, Tyra told me you're just supposed to stop and it naturally starts cleaning yourself. I don't know about that, but when I start, my head, I can smell my head, like the smell of the head like drops down, like has a gravitational pull. I'm like, it's time to wash my head.
Do you take a lot of Tyra's advice? Because you're smizing, right?
I'm always smizing. I'm always smizing. That's like, don't dress for the job that you have. Dress for the job that you want. So I incorporate smizing into that.
When I See You Smize is the song that Nut Dust opens with.
That's the closest I've come to a spit take in here. Thanks, guys.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back after all our smizing. And we're back with the Festive special. Michael sitting in with us.
Yep. Sorry, you got a little nut dust there, Michael.
Just
I have my EpiPen.
I can't help it. I have a few things to do. I still have to do some shopping, the Bacardigan among them. Anything I need to order off the internet, I pretty much have to decide about this week.
Yeah, next couple of days.
My special edition Star Wars Adidas are shipping. So they'll hopefully at least be here, if not for the beginning of the festival, for once the festival starts, if I want to have like a cute casual look to wear out one night.
Do you are you looking for the blog TO people to take a picture of you? No, I know.
And
not.
Ask me what I'm wearing? Yeah, what no. You,
our top 10 fashion looks of, I don't even know if they
no,
do that.
No, sometimes it's just, you know, to have an excuse to have a new item.
Sure.
I pretty much treat it like a vacation.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
just
the thing. Whenever you go on vacation,
city.
You
yeah.
always like
do
get
some
a new
shopping.
Pair of sandals.
Yeah, I usually buy sunglasses. At least one new pair of Docs during the festival at some point just because I make a bad shoe choice and then want to wear something really comfortable and then go really overboard and buy like some silver Docs with, you know, sort of silky laces.
So hot Docs?
Yeah. Well played,
all
sir.
The dad jokes on this episode.
There's a lot of dad jokes on this episode. So aside from shopping for festival accoutrement, other things in the prep is sort of trying to do a month's worth of work in the next week and a half so that I'm well ahead of everything that comes up at the office. Because over the years, I feel like because I keep changing jobs every year, they don't fully understand. They think, oh, you're just going to be nearby watching a movie.
Yeah, we'll shoot you an email.
They don't get that. Like, first of all, I turn my phone off when I'm in a movie. And that even more than when I travel to go to another country or somewhere else, during the festival, I like legit can't care about work like at all.
It's your vacation, you said. It's your yeah. vacation.
But once I see the first movie, it just something happens and, you know, it allows me everything from, you know, escaping into another world to learning about something new, suspension of disbelief, all that jazz. It just takes me out of my head for a week. I can't think about anything besides what am I going to eat next, what am I going to drink next, and where's my next movie?
I feel you have to give a seminar because it takes me a week to decompress from the office. Not that we all work in the same office, but I'm just like to yeah. decompress from work, and then I can start the vacation, said the bourgeois North American employee. Like, I don't know. But in Europe, what? They get 3 weeks mandatory right away? Like, we maybe get 2 weeks if we're lucky. Mm-hmm. I'm not going on that tip, but I'm just saying, like, it's hard for me to, like, okay, I'm off this week. Then it's like catching up on life, but it's hard.
Well, what is it like for you? Because when you do Toronto After Dark, you're seeing some things. I mean, I have a mix of things that would be in an After Dark fest and things that, you know, you can talk about with people at work or take coworkers to.
And not have them avoid you at work afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. So for you to go to something like really different and then to go back to work the very next day, how's that for you?
Well, I think my idea of lighthearted is a little different from most people's idea of lighthearted. Like, the Voices ended on a high note for me. You'll see when you watch it. Mm-hmm. Maybe not for everyone.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's not like it's all downbeat. I can.
Okay. So you're okay with seeing something that might be.
Yeah, like I wouldn't watch Martyrs over and over for a week. That would be different. But I mean, there's always a little bit of a mix of sort of dark humor that I can get behind. And it's not. Yeah.
Okay. So when you're sometimes in a meeting stroking your beard and staring off into the middle distance and doing that Archie thing with your eyebrow, looking a bit sinister, I shouldn't be worried, is what you're saying.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. All right. Or other people should be worried.
Yeah, other people.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Good to know.
You've made it like 15 years. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I've known you too long.
For you,
you might
kill
be
me.
A suspect.
For you to kill me. I can't do this, man. I've known you too long. Oh.
If you're in my phone, you're probably okay.
Mm. I'm not in your phone. That's why I only carry burners. Like, I just have the disposable phone. Again. P, what movie are you looking forward to besides the Picard one? The Midnight. I shouldn't say Picard. The Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. There's. I'll take one from the Vanguard, No Men Beyond This Point. It's a sort of fake docudrama about a world where women don't need men to reproduce anymore.
Hmm.
Sounds like a real
sounds
hoot.
Like a Leah McLaren column.
head. I was really excited about that one.
No, sorry.
And not anymore. Way to go, Jay.
Yeah. And then also that Angry Indian Goddesses, the one that's the Goin' Bridesmaids film.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm actually taking an angry brown girl at work. She's Tamil, but, you know, close enough.
Pete, what is it with us and working at places? There's always an angry brown girl.
I think that's just something that happens in Toronto. Yeah.
It's not a good stereotype.
It's like how, you know, a sitcom will have like a sassy black friend. I think every IT office has, you know, your stereotypical brown dev that's weird, your brown dev that, you know, you have to like not eat in front of him during Ramadan, your brown dev that's like grumpy all the time. Sometimes they're all the same guy. And then there's like angry brown girl.
Yeah.
Sometimes QA, sometimes not.
Now I'm trying to figure out who our angry brown girl is.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah.
It's a trope that I was, I'm like, why does this keep happening? That's all.
I used to think it was just you, but.
I'm not angry.
No, that you made them angry.
Oh, I mean, no, we died. I got nothing but love for all. No, that's not correct. That is not correct. Getting back to TIFF, do you ever do, you left me the magazine, the TIFF magazine. Do you ever do the street with all the hubbub stuff on it? Do you ever do any of that stuff? You know, outside the TIFF building, there's like...
I try to avoid as much as possible.
Really?
I am looking at the days the street are closed, which will be definitely that first Saturday and Sunday.
From University to, is it Peter or all the way to Spadina?
It's almost always Spadina. It's to Peter, but, you know, for traffic that is, you know, driving through, you can't go or turn anywhere.
You can't. Yeah.
So if I'm looking at Saturday, I think I deliberately may have even scheduled around that because last year I had a hard turnaround from Bloor Hot Dogs to Roy Thompson for either St. Vincent. Yeah, that was the St. Vincent one. And then I had the next day a hard turnaround between Bloor again to try to get to Top Five at Princess of Wales. And for both, it was just a nightmare because of the street being closed.
Okay.
So anytime I have to come from Bloor down to like past the street closure while that's happened,
yeah,
I've given myself some extra time or to go back in the other direction so that I can avoid it. But also if I'm coming either from east or west, I'll go behind through back alleys or Pearl Street to avoid that. However, the problem is the exit from Princess of Wales, sometimes they have like the mini kind of like people can take pictures and scream at the celebrities at the back exit.
Oh.
So that they separate the onboarding for the movie that's loading from the people leaving the Q&A for the movie that's just finished. So Pearl Street sometimes gets blocked off as well.
Billy.
So it's a tough exit and enter process.
I've never experienced that crazy streetness stuff, but I've heard over the years they pulled in like some cool bands and like stuff like that. That's all I'm just like curious. And they're free shows, right? Or
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I clearly don't have time to do it at all.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Just looking at that schedule. Let's take a break and we'll come back and wrap it up on our festive special. Be back.
Of
And we're back. Our studio is just a room with chairs, and they're all creaky, and the table's wobbly. And
it's like something out of one of Michael's movies.
So I think they filmed Saw
That's
7.
So at home,
what
yeah.
Saw are we at? We're at Saw.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. I watched number 5, I'm okay. embarrassed to say, the
but
other day.
They said they want to go to 10, right?
To 10?
That's what I believe I've read on the internet. And I believe everything I read on the internet.
Now, is it because the W and Saw could be like two V's? And
maybe.
Just thinking of like the design of the 10?
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think it's just like, hey, if
but
we, 10 if we
is
tax
like a IX for Roman numerals, well, not
they
two
did,
V's.
They did Friday the 13th, right? And they yeah. went up to like 13?
I don't know. I feel like they may have gone past that.
I think they went past
well,
it.
I knew Saw was in trouble when one of the stars of the movie direct messaged me on Twitter.
Thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah, I had a crappy blog where I wrote horror movie reviews a long time ago, and he direct messaged me and asked me to help promote his new indie
That's awesome.
Horror movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Power of the
Which
Internet.
Is now on Netflix. I won't name it, but you'll probably okay. find it if you All really right. look.
There's last Saturday, I spent way too much time, and I'm like, oh, I'll just have this on in the background, and I will clean the house. Netflix's Narcos.
I've heard things. I don't know if they were good things, but I've heard things.
The story of the Drug Enforcement Agency of America trying to take down Pablo Escobar, the Colombian drug
Spoilers.
Lord.
Spoilers. Careful.
Well, I think if millennials don't know fine. Who Pablo Escobar is.
They don't.
That is sad. It's weird.
Expected.
It's expected, right? Unless it happened on Twitter, then it doesn't matter. But I was like, oh, I'll clean the house and watch, like, you know, just have it on the background. Problem is, a lot of it is in, see now, Spanish. Like, it's like, and subtitled. So I spent a lot of hours of watching and reading Narcos. And then I was like, oh, it's going to come to a conclusion. It's 10 episodes. They're like an hour and a half each. Someone do the math. I can't. 15 hours. Of like taking breaks to stretch my legs, sitting and watching it.
So your house is still dirty, is what you're saying.
My house is still dirty. Did the 5-minute quick clean afterwards. But then it ends like it's a cliffhanger ending. Like after 10 episodes, it's like he gets away at the end. Like they haven't concluded it. So there's a season.
Just like those darn children books. Yeah. So as somebody who did know who he was before.
Yeah. It's
Spoilers,
really good. It's
children.
Really good.
You didn't expect that to be the
ending? I thought it was like a True Detective where it's just like the episodes and then there's an ending. But this one, it's like, because it's historically based, it's going and going. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I'm like, wait, there's only like two more episodes. They're really going to wrap this up. Like, I'm just trying to do Spanish there. rapido.
Really, it's quick. Like watching an episode of Amazing Race right now, listening to you.
Do you understand? Rapido. We want to go there, airport. Yeah. But it was like, it ends at this thing of like, he's got the upper hand. And I'm like, we all know, anyone who's watching it, I think they know how the story ends.
I feel like Serial, the podcast, kind of ruined the idea of endings for everyone. Because everyone saw, oh, people will just listen to anything. It doesn't need to have an ending. It can be That's super true. Popular. So yeah. ever since then.
And just end with a shrug.
Yeah.
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 It's true. Like,
you don't always get some rando confessing to murder while their mic is still on. Yeah, that's the exception, not the rule.
That was a great exception, though.
Yeah.
It's good. It's entertaining. But I think I've seen like every documentary that there is about Pablo Escobar. I think the one good thing, the one thing that stood out watching this Netflix series is that America isn't the good guy. The Colombian government's not the good guy. And you're semi-rooting for Pablo Escobar to like... Because it's just like this guy who's like, I'm sticking it to the man. Watch me stick it to the man. I'm going to blow up airplanes. Like, I'm going to kill like hundreds of people. Like, just sticking it to the establishment where I'm like, for some reason, I root for that. So I got problems. I know.
I'm very concerned that I'm in a small room with both of you right now. But that's okay.
No, it's a great... It's a great show. Yeah.
Sure.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Like I said, you've been safe with us for 15 years now.
Exactly.
Or so.
And there's recordings of me talking to both of you. So I'm sure I'm perfectly fine. I'm sure I'm perfectly fine.
One finger on that pepper spray.
Yeah.
Canister.
I like that you were worried about me maybe posting my schedule online because strangers might find me. I'm more concerned about getting out of this room alive. So whatever. I'm going to post... Let's say snippets of my schedule or like a screenshot zoomed out or perhaps the whole thing because I might be too lazy to do any kind of cropping.
It's my overprotective father element that's just like, no harm must come. No, who's going to hurt? It's just like, you're safe in a safe place. There's like hundreds of people around you.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. But think of it this way. If I were to be, you know, stalked and murdered, God forbid, the podcast would be super popular. Yeah, so like
finally,
congratulations.
We would get in the iTunes top 5 at
least.
Yeah,
absolutely. 10. Yeah.
Top 20 at least.
I think we should record an extra episode tonight. Yeah.
We get residuals for this, right?
Well, you will. I won't be around to collect them, but
Dozens of pennies. Yeah. Dozens of pennies.
So, you know, you can't spend those anymore, right?
Yeah, they reject them now at Starbucks. I did exact change and I gave them a penny and they're just like, yeah, no. I don't even want that in the tip jar. Just take that back.
P, what's coming up then this week? What is the plan of attack? What's P's next step?
Trying to care at work while I'm excited about the festival.
Isn't that all of us though? Just like trying to care at work.
Yeah. I mean, most days I do such a good job I fool myself. But yeah, the week before the festival is always pretty tough. Other than that, you know, washing all my flares, including the paramouring now, because like 100% not sure I cleaned them before today.
I'm going to say they're called something else now. I don't think they're called flares anymore.
Whatever they're called. I mean, these were called flares.
Someone get me
I'm
Gene
not buying
Machine.
New
get
ones.
Me Gene Machine on the phone right now.
But yeah, you know, just making sure everything's clean. To your point, staying away from Netflix. A couple weeks ago, I didn't fall down something with subtitles hole. I fell down a Young Justice hole where, you know, Marvel does a great job with the live action films, but
DC
does a great
better.
Job with
does
the animated TV show. Good Lord.
Does
Young Justice, two seasons of a lot of episodes and like over 2 weekends. They just destroyed my productivity. It's really good.
Well, I have to check that out now.
Really good. Yeah. Watched them all.
Any DC. The worst DC is just as good as the best Marvel animated. Which Marvel animated is...
And they had like an ending and they had a good time jump between the first season and the second season to accelerate getting to an ending wrapped up a million story arcs that had been introduced before. So it was the opposite of what you're complaining about.
Justice. I'm behind
on it. For I think one of the live action shows, Legend of Tomorrow, they've just cast Vandal Savage, who looks exactly like what Vandal Savage looks like in the cartoons. So I'm excited about that. In other nerd things, I'll be buying some graphic novels because I turn my phone off a lot, and in the hard turnaround, sometimes I don't even turn my phone on between movies. So I like to have, you know, one or two graphic novels just to have something to read while I'm standing in a line or waiting for the lights to go down.
Wow. Sure.
So I might finish up Fables. I'm not sure. I need something lighter to carry around. I wish they still did things in the digest format. Runaways in the digest format was great. So I'll have to find something that's a nice portable graphic novel size, like something I can really, you know, chew through in a lineup. And yeah, just getting prepped.
Cool. Cool. Maybe we'll wrap it up for this episode of Hooray for Everything. Thanks to Michael for sitting in again. Always welcome in the studio.
Thanks, Jay.
Anytime. Anytime. Don't kill me.
Same to you.
Never. Never. I'd do it by slow poisoning everyone. That's what I think I would do. No, I wouldn't. Pete, just give me a look.
Good night, Hannibal. Good night.
I just realized that I left my glass alone in here when I went to the bathroom. Yeah. So.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
I feel a little weird.
Mm-hmm. That wraps up another episode of Hooray for Everything, our Festiff special. We're getting them up, Pete, right? Like they're up.
That's what he said.
And we'll be back again next week with a new episode. Maybe Michael will be with us. Maybe he won't. I don't know.
It'll be the last pre-festival episode. And then
you're in
if
it.
We do one during the festival, I'll sound even raspier.
Yeah, we'll try to do it. Yeah. Maybe we can figure out.
I think the line in Paris is Burning is, but the voice was still there. I'll sound even more, let's say, gender not normative than I normally do. Yeah. We can go back to a really old podcast that we did when we were trying this out a few years ago. I talked to Jay mid-festival, and I had some serious rasp on. So look forward to that. Look forward to being scared, not just by what Michael watches and what Jay might do to us, but the actual sound of my voice.
And we'll leave it at that. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Hooray for Everything Radio. Mike, do you have any Twitter? You have your punk band on Twitter?
I do. It's... Well, I'm probably going to get it wrong now. at my new punk band.
Yeah, just look for Nut Dust in the tweets.
Yeah, hashtag right. Nut Dust.
Hashtag is that's my new punk band.
Hooray for Everything Radio. Check us out also on inatif.ca.com.
.com.
There is no .ca. Why would I do .ca? inatif.com. New episode up every week and on Girth Radio. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you again next week. Thanks for listening.
Laters.
The Festive Special.